This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, April 19th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that Ulster County Executive Michael Hine spoke with CSX Railroad officials last week about the need for better communication with local officials after some recent Hudson Valley train troubles. A March 31st CSX breakdown blocked access to about 90 homes and businesses along Kings Highway and Saugerties. On February 25th, another Ulster County accident involved empty rail cars that had recently offloaded crude oil and occurred after the conductor missed a red signal and reversed the train through a switch. In Albany County, February 28th, a derailment at the Selkirk rail yards involved 13 train cars fully loaded with crude oil. Quote, some of the concerns we had were the increased transport of materials, unquote, Hine said about the meeting, unquote. Quote, we want our emergency service personnel, our fire department, and all of our EMTs to be very well aware of what's being transported and when. So there has been an agreement that CSX will have that information readily available, unquote. CSX officials said 30 to 35 trains go through local communities every day. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday, April 19th, will be sunny with a high near 58. It should be breezy with a northwest wind 13 to 21 miles per hour with gusts as high as 31 miles an hour. Saturday night should be clear with a low around 30. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 62 and a low around 37. And Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 69. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.